Julia Roberts stars in the new film Ben Is Back. It's about a mother and son facing his addiction to opioids. Ben, who is played by Lucas Hedges, has been in treatment and shows up unexpectedly at his family's home in New York.
Okay. Here's the deal, and it is not negotiable. You get a day.
Are you sure?
So long as you pass the drug test I'm about to administer, stay clean while you're here, and that this time tomorrow you are back in sober living.
Julia Roberts says this film, which was directed by Lucas's father, Peter Hedges, shows a complicated picture of addiction and its many ripple effects.
It's fascinating how he points the finger in all directions, where you realize it's not just one person ever. It's not the person's fault who's addicted. It's not the person's fault who raised the person who's addicted. I think it does help people see it for what it is, this monster that you don't know what direction it's coming from.
Julia Roberts was speaking with our co-host Rachel Martin.
The film Ben Is Back takes place around Christmas time, which is a really fraught time for a lot of people. There's pressure to make it like magical, which sort of gets to why Ben comes back home at all, right?
Well, it was something that I noted as supremely interesting that Peter Hedges, he takes this very complicated issue that is very close to his heart, and he draws this sketch of a family and this scenario of this young man and this relationship with his mother, and then decides, that's not complicated enough. Let's make it Christmas Eve morning to Christmas morning.
Just really lean into it.
And I just thought, it's kind of genius, because Christmas does kind of bring out the heartstrings and the excitement and also all those things that make us feel delicate in the world, because there's something very childlike about Christmas. And I love that he has draped our story in that fabric.
The character you play, her name is Holly, and she actually says, this time it will be different, which is a thing that everybody has said when they are trying to welcome someone with an addiction problem back into their life with nothing but good intentions, but knowing deep down that the other shoe could drop at any second.
At all times. And I think that you just must feel as though if you just keep moving, if you just keep swimming, if you just keep flailing your arms and legs, you'll stay aloft.
So many people have an experience with addiction in their family or have had to parent through this. Did you talk to any people who have had to parent an addict?
I know a lot of people that are someone in this movie. Mm. Peter does as well. It's very close to him. I think everybody does. So it is not unfamiliar territory. The specificity of a mother parenting a grown child who has this issue, my resources were on the internet. I found a lot of online forums that were dedicated to mothers of addicted grown children. Mm-hmm. And I was so impressed with these mothers, their ability to share so openly, so freely. And it seemed to me to be a two-sided coin of unburdening yourself, but also there's so much a sense of compassionate teaching. This is what I did, and this is how it worked, and this is how it was awful.
Mm-hmm. Had you worked with Lucas Hedges before?
I had not. I had not even met Lucas. Oh. I was just a fan.
This is such an intimate relationship that plays out on screen. Did you make special effort to get to know him, to try to cultivate a sense of real relationship?
Well, I did. We did. And I think this alchemy that appears on screen, where you really believe people's relationships that they are presenting to you, sometimes it comes very easily, and sometimes it's agony. You can't bend it to your will. Mm. You just can't if you don't have a connection with that person. And
I suppose you're not going to tell me about the agonizing ones.
Yeah, I mean, because really, you learn from that. And it's been a rare experience for me. I can tell you that. I've been exceedingly fortunate. But with Lucas, there was just a specialness to how immediately we were in sync.
Hmm.
And I really credit the fact that Peter let us have our rehearsal period in California.
Hmm.
Because both Peter and Lucas are in New York, and he let the circus come to my house. So I think it really ultimately served Lucas and I so much, and it served me specifically so much because when I did leave home to go film, which this is the second time I've left my family to work,
wow.
They knew where I was going. They knew who I was with.
So being close to home is a prerequisite or something that you take into consideration when you're picking other projects. What else informs the kinds of roles you want to take at this point?
Well, I mean, wanting to keep our family intact is something that my husband and I, it's just always been a priority. And, you know, he's a cinematographer, so two people in show business, it's amazing. We have actually only worked at the same time, separately, once.
Hmm.
So I think in almost 19 years, that's pretty great.
That's pretty
We've
good.
Really managed. But for me, it's always the script. I read a script and I just have a feeling where I say, let's see if we can make this work because this is something that I want to do. And it's the same feeling when I was 20 as when I was 36, as when I'm 50. The jumping off point has always just been a sense I have.
The film is called Ben is Back. It stars Julia Roberts alongside Lucas Hedges. It is directed by Peter Hedges. Julia, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Rachel.